Black on black on black. We are back. We are back. Well, I am back. I am here. Hello. I am your DJ for the evening. It is me. I am DJ Queen Ski. So it is lovely to be here with you all. For those who are new and tuning in, hello. Hi. Hola. How are you? Marhaba. Just to let you know what this is about, this show is usually hosted by two dope queens, but for right now, it will be me just for today while my co-host is out of town doing family things. I am from here, so all my family is here. So this show is normally hosted by a Bay Area native, that's me, and a transfer from the dirty city south. And we like to explore the real San Francisco, finding scenes, creating memes, and being what up scene. So listen to this show to find out what's going on in the city, where to find it, and learn from the local artists who make it all happen. And normally, we would usually have one sort of concept that we would talk through. We like to talk about our Black happenings, what's going on in the community, as well as our larger BIPOC community as well. For this particular episode, since it is just me, you are tuning into the things that I do every time I'm by myself, which is I inherited a ridiculously large amount of vinyls. And so whenever I'm by myself, I like to spin vinyl, and I grab usually like a random five, a random six, and I try to then go back through the vinyls and find something to pair it with. We have a very eclectic groups of vinyls that I have picked out. I will do my best to tell you sort of the flavor of each set as I'm going through. Some of these, I have no idea what we're going to get, y'all, because these vinyls were sitting literally in my play uncle's garage probably for decades. Some I have opened up some and they have been moldy. I have opened up some and it's not the correct vinyl in there. I've opened up some and it's pleasantly not the correct vinyl. I've opened some and it's sadly, this is so sadly not the correct vinyl. So I'm really, really thankful that I inherited like 80. Honestly, that might be low. It might be over the hundreds. Like six boxes of like vinyls that have been packed. So I have put together like a little bit of a 10 to 12 for you all to go through. I'm excited about it. But first, let's get into our events, right? So the first one that I wanted to shout out here in the Mission, Banda Sin Nombre will be playing at Cha 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 at 2327 Mission Street. And so that will be on Wednesday, November 20th. So literally day after tomorrow. That's from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. And it's all ages and most importantly, free, gratis for all of you. For those who haven't been to Cha Cha Cha, I really like that restaurant. I particularly like the one that's in the Hate. No hate to the one that's out here in the Mission. The one in the Hate is just really, really, really good. So just as a in general, if you come to this one and you're like, oh, I don't see what the hype is, definitely make sure you go to the one that's in the Haight Ashbury area. That one is fire food and bar. The one here, definitely come this Wednesday because they've been doing a really good assortment of local artists. I went there last Wednesday and got to see some friends play. You're definitely going to want to come this Wednesday and see Banda Sin Nombre play. It's going to be lit, y'all. And then the second event I would like to shout out Los Rescuaches. For those of you who don't know, get into it. Yo, Los Rescuaches is like up and coming, new on the streets. So they are going to do a free happy hour show at Red Tail Beer and Wine Bar on Market Street from 4 to 6 p.m. And that will be on this Saturday, the 23rd. So come out. It's from 4 to 6 p.m. at Red Tail Beer and Wine on Market Street. Yeah, definitely a really cool band. I wish I could, I think I should have them on the show once so they can describe to you their music and kind of how they came into being and into power. I think you all would really, really dig them. Maybe I can even get them to do an acoustic set. And then the last event I want to shout out, we definitely took last week off mainly to recover from the election. It was a soul crushing night. I will say that while I'm not surprised, I'm still incredibly disappointed. And I think when Dee gets back, we'll do more of a episode that's really focused to breaking things down and kind of give our own political thought on like why maybe things turned out. What does it look like to be in coalition with community? How can we reach out to those demographics that absolutely shouldn't have voted the way that they did, you know, and get into some like self-care. What does self-care look like during this time? How can you do self-care in order to get yourself ready to be in community with each other? If you're out there in the streets doing organizing, you know, like the self-care needs to be a part of that. I've watched so many of my friends who work at nonprofits or do sort of any sort of community organization spin out, and I've always been really impressed by how some of them have tapped into some really deep self-care, whether that is party work hard, party harder, or, you know, going on their own retreats, doing what they need to do to take care of ourselves. So I think an episode is soon on the way to kind of talk about that. And it'll probably be half political thought, half self-care, because I think that is probably what we all need right now. But on the more positive side, looking at the positive things that did happen. So huge shout out to hometown hero, Jackie Fielder, progressive Jackie Fielder, who wins the male-dominated D9 supervisor race. Yeah! You got to celebrate your small wins. For those who don't know, District 9 is the one that covers mainly the Mission District, as well as parts of the Bernal, a little bit of the Excelsior. And so Jackie Fielder is now our supervisor. Super excited. This is a huge win for this area, especially this district in particular. Again, it's been male-dominated, so to actually have someone representing a more a female voice is like incredible. A female of color, a woman of color at that. Always here to see it, always here to support. So there will be actually an elect victory party, and so that's going to be on Saturday, December 7th. I do believe you need to RSVP for that in order to get the details, but I'm sure that folks can find that. It's going to be from 5 to 8 p.m. December 7th, and maybe I can find out the details of exactly where that is going to be at, but you should be able to RSVP and get more of the details on the where that is going to be. But super huge win. Congratulations to Supervisor Jackie Fielder. Yeah. All right. So you all know I don't do the would you rathers. I just get into spinning the tracks. And so I am going to, no further ado, get into my first set. For those who aren't familiar with kind of how I run these, is there's two turntables here in the station. And so what I do is I play two at a time, but I go back and forth like song for song. And so I have two vinyls here. One is Donna Summer because... Queen of Disco. What else we gonna do about it? And then another one is like, I think they're doing disco versions of songs. I'm not entirely sure, y'all. I'm interested in seeing what that's gonna be. So I'm gonna start with the Donna Summer, because like I know for sure we're getting disco there, and then we could just vibe out a little bit to this other one, and I'll go back and forth. So the first song will be from the Donna Summer out vinyl. The second one will be from the disco concept. I'm gonna call it a disco concept until I hear it. And then I'll switch back to the Donna Summer and then switch back to the disco concept until I'm done with it. And then I'll come back. I'll talk to you all for a little bit. Maybe talk about the things that I really like. Maybe some things that it really reminds me of. And then I'll get into our next set of vinyls. I'll put those on, kind of get those ready and talk through it again with you all. But welcome, get comfortable, you know, grab a nice warm drink. I love this time of year. It's one of my favorites, especially as folks are leaving this area to go visit their families in another area. Because I'm a local, it's especially one of my favorite times. It's like all that's left here are locals and people, maybe those who immigrated here that it's too long of a distance to even go back to seeing relatives and loved ones. And so it's always really cool for me to kind of be here in the Bay Area and kind of get that vibe that I remember when I was growing up, you know. Nothing truly against, a little bit against transplants. Some of y'all are great. Some of y'all, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that's me being the grumpy like native person or person who has born and raised here and been here for like three. My family's been here for three generations. We're like, you know, but nothing truly stays the same. It evolves. So I accept and also see some of the wonderful things that folks who come to this area bring. But yeah, I'll stop talking at you and get to playing music at you. Just give me 1 second to put everything on. But welcome in.
always and forever, each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And every day, love me your own special way, melt all my heart away with a smile. Take time to tell me you really care. When I look at you, something I can't explain, just the things that you do. And if you get lonely,
pardon this smooth interruption. For those, I think we can all tell that this is not disco, but still, this is a bop, y'all. Enjoy.
You make every day, love me your own special way, melt all my heart away with a smile. The thing that I've planned for a very long time.
Always forever.
Me with you, you with me, we as one. Love together.
Always forever.
For a very long time. Loving.
Leave the poverty behind.
Welcome back. You are here on Black on Black on Black. I am DJ Queen, bringing some velvety tunes to you all tonight. So that whole set was a mixture. I actually really like those, and I do know what this other. It's Heatwave, for those who aren't familiar with the band. Heatwave is a band that was put together in London, I believe, around 1975. They are a funk band, but they definitely did disco songs. So that Groove Line one is an example of a disco track where Always a Tomorrow, the other song that the slower one is like more within the funk, kind of slow, you know, smooth crooner type. And so for those who are, honestly, I like that because funk and disco go so much together, and that disco has funk influences in it, but it's put to a bit more of a higher paced beat. And so for those who aren't familiar with disco music is amazing, and mainly rose to like popularity in like the 1970s. Initially it was ignored by radio. Disco received its really first significant exposure in DJ based underground clubs that cater to Black, gay, and Latino dancers. So it is something that for sure comes from POC queer culture. It also kind of rose up this culture of singles, right? Because before, people would put out whole albums. People still put out whole albums, but that was really what people were looking to do, or what bands did. It wasn't necessarily looking for that single, unless it's for a DJ. But like this popularized singles specifically for clubs. And so when you think about the sort of like disco, you want to think about Casey and the Sunshine Band. You want to think about, of course, Donna Summers, Diana Ross. You know, like those were some of your real like disco icons. And really, disco evolved into its own genre in the United States, and its range of influence. It doesn't just include funk. You're looking at Motown. You're looking at really Philadelphia soft soul. Philadelphia really had a great impact on the disco scene. I love disco music. It's really cool, kind of like a little bit psychedelic, I think. I mean, Donna Summer up there pretty much having lyrical sex on the beat. So, but I'm really happy that those two ended up being like the albums that got put together, because it really goes well to have one that's really rooted in the disco and then show one of the influences of it being kind of like a funk sound, you know? So yeah, that was really cool. I want to say growing up, I wasn't that into disco. I always thought it was kind of corny. And I think maybe it was the movies. And I think when we think of disco movies, you think of obviously Saturday Night Fever, which was always really corny to me. And so I think as I got older and kind of recognized the influences, and also I think especially as a queer person myself, recognizing that disco really came from queer culture. And if you look at like a lot of those big, a lot of those shows that showed a lot of disco, like if you look at Soul Train, there's a bunch of queers out there on that dance floor. I've watched it with my parents, and I've pointed out, I was like, that's a gay man, he's eating it up out there. And my parents have been like, huh, never noticed before. But it's definitely one of those genres. I mean, the contributions of POC queer culture really could be its own episode in terms of Black queer people being at the front lines of almost a lot of movement work outside of just what was pushed forward during the gay rights movement, civil rights movement. There are queer folks at the line of all human rights sort of movements, and I definitely think this is a time to really recognize that and hold that community down like they've held all the rest of us down, especially as we go through this next 4 years, especially with Donald Trump naming trans individuals as target number one. I just want to definitely elevate like the contributions of that community, and also that those are people. We're not talking about ideology. We're not sitting in a class. This is not theory. This is not political thought. We are talking about individuals who are just trying to live their life. So sorry, didn't mean to get political. I always get political, but it felt like a moment to really step into it. For this next grouping, I am actually going to just do a solid Temptations block. I love the Temptations. I think the Temptations is one of my favorite bands. The Isley Brothers is my favorite band. I love the Isley Brothers. I have not gotten my hands, or it's like I need to really dig deep into my vinyl collection. I'm sure there's one in there, but I loved the Temptations growing up. My dad was obsessed with the Temptations growing up. And so I have so many Temptations vinyls. There's so many that my uncle had. But I have one that's like called A Psychedelic Shack. And so I want to play that one. And then I have this other Temptations album. And so I think I might just go back and forth kind of picking and choosing songs on there. The Psychedelic Shack Temptation album, I'm curious if it's them remixing some of the songs with a different, I don't know, different tempo or like a bit of a bend on it. So we'll see what we get there. I'm kind of excited to hear that, and I'm going to start with that vinyl first. But yeah, enjoy, y'all. I really like that last block. I had some people that came up and started dancing. I have the door open right now, and so just watching life happen outside and watching life engage with the music I'm playing is really it's a great energy feed. But yeah, enjoy. I'm gonna get it going. It's gonna take me I'm doing a whole thing over here. But yeah, welcome, y'all.
And talk.
Time passes.
You learn right from wrong.
Time passes.
You leave home seeking a life of your own. Telling you the natural facts for what it's worth. Listen to me, people.
Make your heaven and hell right here on earth.
Let me tell you. I'm telling you the natural facts for what it's worth.
Your values change. Life becomes a strange, confusing game.
Suddenly you want the finer things in life,
but you find it takes lots of hard work and sacrifice.
Now you're standing at the crossroads of life.
To satisfy your personal wants,
will you do wrong or will you do right?
One thing you must admit, and you know it's true,
final decision is still up to you. I'm telling you to let your facts for what it's worth. Listen to me, people. You make your own heaven and hell right here on earth. Let me tell you one more time. Let your facts for what it's worth. You make your own heaven and hell right here on earth. Listen, people.
Life is a giant invisible scale with two sides, good and bad.
You and your beliefs are the weights.
Determine the balance.
Your conscience is a flawless judge and jury, and only question you when you're wrong. Telling you to let your facts for what it's worth. Listen to me, people. You make your own heaven and hell right if you want it. One more time, I listen. Telling you to let your facts for what it's worth.
Chicka chicka boom, chicka boom boom boom. Chicka chicka boom, chicka boom boom boom.
You this place.